Hi, and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's episode I am super excited about. I'm here ready to learn something because you know what? This guy has taught me through my childhood, and he's doing it again in my adulthood. I'm talking about Bill Nye, the Science Guy. How's it going, Bill?
Oh, it's going so well, Aaron. How are you doing today? Thanks for having me, by the way.
I'm doing pretty great. I know you have a place out in Chelsea. How is it coming over here?
Oh, you know, the traffic was a little severe today, but I made it. We're here, and I'm ready to save the world.
All right. I appreciate your enthusiasm. So, you say the traffic here was a little
A little dense.
Do you drive? Dense. Do you have a car?
I don't. No, I have a driver. His name is Rupert.
Now, how do you feel about like taking cars and stuff? Because I know you're a big proponent about reducing our greenhouse gas footprint.
Well, in the world that we live in today, Aaron, we've got so many options. We've got Uber. We've got Lyft. We've got taxi cabs. We've got all these things at our fingertips, not to mention the wonderful MTA system that most often breaks down around the city, right? So we have all these wonderful tools at our fingertips. And as long as, if you want to use a car, if you're in a hurry, I often promote the use of an Uber pool or a Lyft pool. In that way, we can save the greenhouse gases and hence save, I dare say, the world.
Now, you're really excited about saving the world. I can definitely hear that right now. But still using gas-guzzling cars. You know, a lot of Ubers use SUVs.
Sure.
Because when you're going through an Uber, you can't really choose what Uber you're getting. You kind of like, hey, this guy's picking you up in an Escalade. And you're like, oh, well, I guess that's what I'm going in.
But there is the option you can do Uber. You can do Uber Pool, Uber XL, Uber Double XL, Uber Mega L.
All right.
Types of cars.
I'm feeling that there may be an endorsement that you have going on here, Mr. Nye.
Not really. I'm not. No endorsement. Whatsoever. I just really like Uber.
Okay. We'll get back to that.
So, it's like hair cream. Do you want to use Brill or do you want to use some off-brand? I prefer the on-brand. Let's use Brill.
Okay. So, you just released your second season of your show, Bill Nye Saves the World.
Second season, that's true.
What is it like now being on Netflix?
You know, Netflix model, as opposed to the original Bill Nye the Science Guy show, we get a little bit of creative freedom. We're not limited to the 22 minutes of network television a network like PBS or ABC or CBS would allow. So with Netflix, we get a little bit more creative freedom. In that, we also get to have content freedom. I don't know if you just saw one of our more recent episodes on marijuana, the use of marijuana. Now, I personally don't like the use of marijuana. It's not something that I personally enjoy. I don't enjoy being around it, but I promote the acceleration in the communities, in the countryside, the not just the health benefits, but the socioeconomical benefits of marijuana. It's something that we can, you want to solve the national debt? There you go. We've got this amazing resource at our fingertips. And it's just down to the government, sanctions, the laws and things. And these are things that need to be changed. So contact your congressman, contact your congresswoman. Tell them that this is something that's important to you. You want to save the national debt? You want to pay it off? You want to have a better healthcare system? You want to have a better school system? You want to get people out of prison? Let's open up the prison system. Let's shut down prisons for having less prisoners in prison. This is something that the legalization of marijuana is able to provide.
All right. Wow, you are very enthusiastic about marijuana reform. Try to stay away from politics on the show only because, you know, we don't want to discriminate against our audience and, you know, we're here to have a good time. But just a little into the marijuana form, I know, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has made it kind of his thing to, like, shut down marijuana reform and be like, this is a deadly drug. So
that's because right now marijuana is classed as an A1 drug.
Yes.
It goes way back.
Yeah, no one can research it. Yeah.
Yeah, but if we contact the powers that be, our congressman, our congresswoman, they are able to vote and change that classification so that we can actually do studies about it. Aside from just organizations like the CDC or getting an A1 license to research this drug. This can actually be changed. And it's us, the people, that have that power to do so. Mr. Sessions is able to implement whatever he feels is necessary for his agenda. And that's fine. He's allowed to do that. That's his prerogative. That's his thing. I feel that many of us, maybe some of your listeners are against this, but we the people have the power to change that if we unite.
All right, you heard it here. Bill Nye supports the weed. All right, so I'm going to take it a little back, bring you back to your roots. You went to Cornell.
I did. Wonderful school.
You studied under Carl Sagan.
I did, yeah. What a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah, no, you know, he's kind of one of the godfathers of modern science.
He is. That's where I learned a lot of my deep-rooted passions for science. As an early scientist, we like to conduct experiments and test the boundaries of certain elements and properties and just see and discover how the world works. But it was Carl that actually brought that to the forefront of my mind and helped me learn and get an appreciation and a love passion, I dare say, for this
very cool.
for the scientific awesome. Method.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely shows. So after that, you started working for Boeing. You worked on something crucial to create the 747 jet.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, but then you didn't stay there too long because in 1986, you left Boeing to pursue a comedy career.
Not too many people know this about me. This is true. It as you can tell, it took me far in life. Took me very far.
I mean, you were definitely like, and you stuck with that pursuing that comedy career until like you got Bill Nye the Science Guy TV show. What was it like pursuing a stand-up comedian like dream? Like, you had a great paying job at Boeing, and you were like, nope, gonna throw it all away. Yeah.
Let's flush it down the tubes.
I'm gonna do some open mics, gonna do bringer shows.
It was different. It was a different experience for me. The bringer show, I can say, if the next time that I do venture into stand-up comedy, never gonna do a bringer show again. I hope that my celebrity is enough to get people to come out to the shows, that I don't have to rely on bringing people to the show. But that being said, it was such a fascinating time in my life. It was something completely different. I took a complete left turn. I wanted to not just change the world, as is now my current catchphrase. I wanted to enrich the world. I wanted to make those around me feel happy and glad and just proud to be alive.
What was it like? Did you ever bomb? Because I know like a lot of stand-up comedians, they're always like, yeah, I like 80% of the time was just bombing.
I went through a period of my career where I did a lot of impressions, a lot of celebrity impressions.
Oh, can you give us some?
Oh, not very well. Some of these impressions don't they go over maybe with the younger crowds. Case in point, if there was a Scooby snack.
Hey, Shaggy. Oh, look at that Scooby snack.
Like, Zoink Scoob, we gotta get out of here. We got a ghost coming for a Scooby snack.
Not ghosts.
Wow, that was really, really good.
Thank you. Some of my other impressions date from way back when. Let's see if you can gather this little bit of dust on the shelf.
Mary, you want the moon, Mary? Well, I can just pull out a lasso and lasso the moon for you, Mary. Is that what you want? I can just lasso the moon and pull it on down for you, Mary.
That sounded like some old movie. I'm not the most, like, well-learned movie person.
No problem, no problem. It's Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, Jimmy
the great
Stewart.
James Stewart, like, from It's a Wonderful, Wonderful Life. Yes. He and Donna Reed, it's the scene where he's...
Now I remember.
Wonderful, wonderful film. Wonderful man.
It's been a while since I've seen that film. Yeah, but that was great. So you would just do kind of impressions on stage and stuff?
Doing impressions, they've gotten better over the years. I'm not going to say that it's something that I'm incredibly proud of, but something that I can still kind of look back on and say, yep, I did it.
I mean, would you ever want to go back to comedy?
In a lot of ways, Aaron, I feel like I already am back in comedy. The big part of the show, Bill Nye Saves the World, we try to infuse entertainment with science, with education, with learning. And a lot of the way that you entertain is through comedy. You know, how do you reach an audience? If you make an audience laugh, or even if you make a single person laugh, or chuckle, or smile, they're already on your side, right? They're already in your ballpark. They're there. They're present, and they're rooting for you. They want you to succeed. And when you're infusing that with education, with science, they want to learn. They're hungry for it. They're thirsty for it. And especially when you tackle topics like marijuana, like what were some of our other episodes that we've done recently? How to sleep better, how to...
You did time travel.
Time travel. In the first season, we tackled topics of disease around the world. You know, these are important, important topics and things to talk about. And through entertainment, through laughing, through learning, you can really help people understand and change their thought process on things.
Now, I have a question for you. Your original series, Bill Nye the Science Guy,
sure,
was pre-recorded, you know, edited, you know, you did the whole TV thing.
Sure.
Saves the World, you decided to shoot it live.
We did. We are in front of a live studio audience.
And they're really, it's really pretty much uncut. Like
for the most part,
you see a lot of flubs, and I'm like, why did they decide to keep that in there?
Again, it's, we keep those flubs, we keep those...
Why didn't you go for another take?
Another take? It's never the same. Have you ever been to an improv show where something amazing happens, and then you go home and you tell your friends about it who weren't at the show? What's their general response? Ha ha ha. Okay. You had to be there for it. It's those are the types of moments that they're rife with comedy, they're rife with laughter, and it's entertainment. It's fun, it's interesting. What's your favorite part about SNL? Is it the writing? Is it the actors? Is it their ability to act? More often than not, people, their favorite thing that they say that comes back is Jimmy Fallon laughing his head off. Because it's hilarious, it's funny to watch people make mistakes. And that's what we do. Science is not a perfect thing. We make mistakes all the time in science. Mm-hmm. That's how we achieve our goals. And I feel that that's large in a part to entertainment. You have to fail in order to find those happy moments.
That's completely fair. Wow, that was very detailed and very reasonable explanation. All right. So there's been a thing I've been wanting to ask Bill Nye the Science Guy. A certain particular show that almost rivaled your show while your children's show was on the air.
Beekman's World.
Yes, I am talking about Beekman's World.
Beekman. Oh, Beekman's World. You know what? Give credit where credit is due. That was more entertainment than science. Having said that, in the same vein as Mr. Wizard, we target certain audiences. And you can't fault them for trying. You can't fault them for having, as I refer to it, as science light.
But why science light?
Have you watched the show recently, Aaron?
I mean, it's in syndication, so I'm sure I could find it somewhere.
It is. It's on YouTube. You can find it on, I believe it's on iTunes or Amazon Prime. Not that I'm promoting those. Don't want this to turn into a promotion. It is science light. They don't go into the deep scientific method of discovery, of failing. They tell you how a vortex works, maybe in one episode, or maybe Lester the Rat will explain the process of flatulence and how gas works in your body, which is rooted in science. I give them that. but they never really went too in-depth, as opposed to another former mentor of mine, Mr. Wizard. I was a little older when Mr. Wizard was on the air, but it was still something that I was able to draw inspiration from and look at from a clinical perspective.
Now, are you a little jealous of how successful Beekman's World was in its comedic delivery?
No.
I mean, no. You yourself being a former comedian.
It was entertainment. It was all fluff. I feel that when we talk to children, we don't want to talk down to them. We want to give them examples of things, and they want to, if you capture their attention, which I feel we did very well, because look at me now, Aaron. Look at me now.
What if Beekman was to get his own Netflix show?
You know, I would say good for him. The more educational programming that we can also turn into entertainment is lacking.
Lacking?
It's lacking nowadays.
What ideally would you have for entertainment that would help save the world?
Ideally for entertainment, what's the, let's see if I can wrap my mind around this question. What's the type of entertainment that would help to save the world?
Yes. Thank you for clarifying.
Again, I think it would be something more, I like to say educational-based. I like to say science-based. But we live in a time, in an age, in an era where people rule the world with an iron fist. Mm-hmm. These are scary times. These are dark times that we live in, I dare say. Anytime that we're able to find something worth talking about, something worth exploring, and do it in an entertaining way, entertaining method. One of my favorite shows right now on Netflix is Black Mirror. Are you familiar with
Black Mirror? Yeah, Black Mirror is great. It's very, scary.
It is very scary, and it's scary in that entertaining way, and it's very much the modern-day Twilight Zone, where it takes these social issues, it takes these educational issues, it takes these technological issues, and cast a light on it and say, is this really okay? Is this where we're heading? Maybe it is, and maybe it'll turn out for the better, but this is the dark version of that.
I mean, kudos for you for toting the company brand there.
Hey,
promoting,
you know,
another Netflix show.
When they pay my car payments, sometimes it helps to...
You have a car, too? You take Uber and have a car?
It's a hybrid.
Oh, okay.
It's a Prius. I drive a Prius.
Why not go full Tesla?
One of these, when I get my own special on HBO, maybe we'll start talking Tesla.
Bill and I can't afford a Tesla?
Not at this current juncture.
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
I could open up my bank account and show you, but maybe on another episode.
I mean, we do talk nickels and dimes on this show quite a bit. You know, some celebrities like to brag a little about their... finances, but I'm glad you're being humble here.
Let's just say that I don't have the same bank account as Boeing.
Okay, that's completely fair. Before we move into our speed round, I feel like I just need to ask you, because in your recent series, season 2 of Bill Nye Saves the World, you talk about, like, the one that got away, you talk about past love. You were married for 7 weeks at one point.
7 weeks, a whole seven weeks.
To Blair Tindall, concert oboist.
She, oh man.
7 weeks.
Let's just say she knew how to blow an oboe.
Yeah, but what happened? I mean, you have a restraining order against her now.
I do. Let's just say, are you familiar with what a gag order is?
Yeah.
Let's just say there are certain things I can't talk about.
That's fair. But like a year after you had your marriage annulled, she tried to kill your garden with weed killer. She like came to your house and just killed all your plants, and that's how you got the restraining order.
This is true.
That's insane.
It's a little. Let's just say I'm glad it didn't go full Phil Hartman.
Wow. Yeah. No. I mean, R.I.P. Phil.
Aren't we all glad?
Yeah.
Aren't we all a little glad?
All right. Well, with that said, let's move on. Let's like switch gears. We're gonna move on to our speed round. Yeah, speed questions here. Are you familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
All right. Basically, I'm listing the three names, and you tell me which category each goes into.
Okay.
First name: Neil deGrasse Tyson. Second name: Carl Sagan. Third name, Stephen Hawking.
Mary Carl Sagan, and I'm going to put a little addendum on it. Neil deGrasse Tyson and kill Stephen Hawking. He's a huge inspiration for me. The only reason I put him in the kill category is because he's on death's doorstep anyway.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's the easy route because he does seem like he's suffered quite a bit over the years.
He has. Yeah. Doing very well currently at the moment.
Yeah, no, he had an Academy Award winning film, so that's always nice.
Truth.
All right, next we're going to move into our word association segment.
Yes, sir.
Basically, I will say a word. You tell me the first thing that comes to mind. First word. Life.
Birth.
Planes.
Crash.
Trains.
Crash.
Automobiles.
Gas.
Steve Martin.
Arrow.
Time.
Eternity.
Garden.
Kill.
Comedy.
Hilarious.
Science.
Bill Nye.
All right, well, that's about all we have time for today. I want to thank Bill Nye for coming out here again. It has been a pleasure. I feel like I've learned a lot, especially a lot about marijuana reform. I did not expect all that. But, Bill, is there anything you want to say before you head out?
I would just like to once again plug Bill Nye Saves the World, Season 3, on its way.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming, and thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the actual Bill Nye here, it has been my buddy Mike Brown. How's it going, man?
Hey, life is great. This was so much fun. This is really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, loved it a lot.
Now, were you a personal fan? You seem to have watched all of Bill Nye's things.
You know what? There were a couple episodes that we talked about from Season 2 of Bill Nye Saves the World I have not actually seen, and you were referencing those. So I've seen marijuana reform. There was another one that I saw. I can't remember what it was. Episode 2, whatever it was. I do like Bill Nye. Yeah. He's a fan of mine? That's not correct to
that'd
say.
That'd be really cool.
Bill Nye's a fan of mine.
Yeah, he goes to see your shows, you know. He's seen you do improv.
It's true, yeah. I perform for him personally.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, anything's possible in New York City.
It's true. This is a true thing.
But yeah, no, you seem to know quite a bit about, because we have a lot of people that come onto the show don't know a lot about the characters. Bill Nye seemed almost like easy for you.
I think like one of the easier things about Bill Nye is that he's so much, well, I guess if you kind of run in like the same entertainment circles that I do, he pops up a lot in social consciousness. So I'm very aware of Bill Nye. I mean, there was the whole marriage thing that I didn't know. I didn't know that he was married for seven weeks.
We didn't even touch on his whole debate about creationism.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like he had that huge thing with the bacon dude. I can't remember his name.
The bacon dude.
The one that is the curator of like the museum of the Noah's Ark museum.
Oh, right. In Alabama, Kentucky. Something like that.
But you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, and he's like the world's only like 6,000 years old.
Yeah. On a side note, I would be really interested to go to the Noah's Ark Museum. I would just love to see it. Just because apparently he tried to do his best to build it to scale.
No, of course.
As to what the Bible talks about. How cool would that be? Who cares if it's real or not? I want to go.
I don't know. I'm kind of pissed off at them. They don't pay taxes and they should pay taxes. Just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's always stuff we can be upset about, but just the spectacle of it.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, yeah. If I was to be able to go there for free, I would definitely be all for it.
Sure, yeah, yeah. I think that'd be fun and interesting. And yeah, anyway, no, side note. But yeah, Bill Nye, the whole creationism debate, yeah, that's something that I don't think we
Yeah, no, because it's just like there's just so much about him, and like I think you've really much encaptured like how talky he is. Because if Bill Nye was here, I feel like he would just keep like going.
He steamrolls a little bit, yeah.
But then again, so do I. So I'm peas in a pod, I guess maybe.
Yeah. I mean, sure. We got to make that happen one day. You know, have that conversation, see who wins.
No, okay. When you get Bill Nye on the show, then please invite.
He's
me back.
Gonna do a different character.
He's gonna do me.
He's gonna do. I got improviser Mike Brown on the show.
Oh man, how fun would that be?
Yeah,
a mind trip.
He's got to reinvigorate that comedy career of his.
So fairly interesting side note. I'm Mike Brown. I live in Harlem. There is another comedian by the name of Mike Brown who also lives in Harlem. We get confused all the time, which is weird.
Does he look like you?
No. I'm white. He's black. We're completely different. But there's another podcast where it's. Can I?
No, of course.
Guys, we fucked. Christina Hutchinson. She and name is escaping me right now. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I was on their podcast. Apparently, the other Mike Brown was also on their podcast. They were talking about me with that Mike Brown. We were talking about him with me. So it was just like this weird kind of like meta back and forth, like. All right, cool. So, same podcast, same names, but different people. And we're just talking. It was just, anyway, side note, doesn't matter.
No worries. Speaking of what you got going on, what do you have going on in the city?
I'm a teacher at the People's Improv Theater. If anyone is interested in taking improv classes, I start at level zero February 6th.
So you teach the joy of improv?
The joy of improv. If you want to dip your toe in the improv realm a little bit, Tuesday, February 6th is our first class. So go to thepit-nyc.com, sign up, level zero with Mike Brown.
Oh, very cool. So you got that going on. You also do shows?
I do, yeah. I produce two shows a month at the Pit, Fury. And the solo improv showcase. I pretty much got my start. Not my start. Doesn't matter. I've been doing solo improv for about 9 years.
Oh, wow.
I teach it around the world. I teach workshops, how to do solo improv, what solo improv is, why it's important, how it works, how it helps you, essentially, with your ensemble improv, how it fits into that. Little bit of everything. But yes, so Fury is just a big mashup show every month at the Pit Loft.
The Pit Loft.
It was the original Pit.
Wait, really? I did not know that.
That's where the Pit originated. It was 29th between 6th and 7th. If you know Simple Studios, if you know Pioneers Bar, we're all interconnected.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anywhere our audience can find you for dates and details and such?
Yeah. Just follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Solo Improv. You can find me there. I
post. Oh, you weren't able to get Mike Brown.
I know. Surprise, surprise. Oh, man. Yeah, that's the thing. If you just Google Mike Brown, good luck. Good luck. There's another Mike Brown who's a stand-up comedian in Arkansas. In Little Rock. So we're everywhere. We're everywhere. But yeah, no, just at Solo Improv. You can find me across all social media platforms.
All right. Well, thank you again for heading out here. It has been a pleasure. I also want to thank our theme music is done by the artist Regulus. It's his song Yarning. You can go find him on SoundCloud. Lots of great music. Also, if you haven't given us a review on iTunes yet with 5 stars, what are you waiting for? Go and do that. Because you know what? It helps more people find this show and makes us happy. And maybe I'll give you a shout out sometime soon. Because that's always fun. I want to thank you all again for listening. And we will see you all next time.